Good morning. Hola, gay. For those of you newer to us, this is Pastor Ong Nya Thane, who actually, along with his wife Lulu, came to Cedar Hills many years ago and was the forefront of leading our Karen friends and making the two of us into one congregation. He limps up on the stage, for those of you who don't know, because in the war, the Civil War, in Burma many years ago, Mr. Thane lost his leg to probably a rocket-propelled grenade. As he brings a message this morning from 1 Peter, he is asked, as we talked over the week, for prayers for power and the filling of the Holy Spirit, and that the message would work through his heart. And he honestly prayed also that his English would be easy to understand. And I'm blessed to have a brother so brave as to preach in his third language. Burmese, Karen, and Thai are his languages. So I'm going to ask that the Holy Spirit fill him with power and that we have hearts to hear what God has to say to us through Mr. Thane. Father, for this brother, this friend, this older brother to so many of us, I ask in the name of Jesus that you would give him power to speak clearly, to speak with power, and to speak your words of life for us, that we, your children, may grow strong in the knowledge of you. Give Mr. Thane delight as he speaks. In Jesus' name, amen.
Good morning, church.
Good morning.
Wally. Oh, wonderful, you understand me. I thank you, Lord, for giving me this opportunity to preach today. Praise be your name, Lord. Also thank you, the church, for giving me this opportunity. As we have going through the sermon series of 1 Peter, today we come to 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 22 to chapter 2, verse 3. As I am not very fluent in English, I won't do an introduction much. I just go through. So we are going to read. Oh, sorry, I forgot this. Okay. Yeah. Now we are going to read the text from we are hearing today. Now that you have purified yourself by obeying the truth, so that you have sincere love for each other, love one another deeply from your heart. For you have been born again, not of perishable seed, but of imperishable, through the living and enduring word of God. For all people are like grass, or their glory is like the flowers of the field. The grass withers, the flowers fall. But the word of the Lord endures forever. And this is the word that was preached to you. Okay, I forgot a mail again. Yeah, this is the word that was preached to you. Therefore, rid yourself of all malice and all deceit, hypocrisy, envy, and slander of every kind. Like newborn babies, crave pure spiritual milk, so that by it you may grow up in your salvation. Now that you have tasted that the Lord is good. Today's the passage begins with, now that you have been purify yourselves, and end with, now that you taste that the Lord is good. Lord is wonderful. And now I'm going to read in Korean. La tepe tru se do te sa to le se po kisi kine me tu ma so si tu sa la su su ta me ta to le sa ko pa la ta e do pu we no no sa ta do mo su e lo kwi lo su sa la su sa ka so sa pa de te ke su to ple do ba la ta kli la e si kla si ba Mila tata uzi glazi ba. Le yaklu tala amuwe. No owe sowe lo tu lo yu lo. Agiri ii. Da pi danya kele ni. Ma za di no go mi go so. No la po kele. Di no go mi go po so lo. No go mi go hito ki we. No a po lo ple kui lo. Where did that come from? No. Okay. Verse 24, yeah. Oh, sorry, I forgot one. La sado ki satole sebutani. Matadini no pa quickie da erta so no kye da lueta le no da lo da we no da tuka saka. No kye ta si a si zo. No, su me le kwa ti le pakasa mi ta gi do. Di po si o ple so a so ni. Se ne da nu ti no sa. Ma kha do su do sa. Di so su ka do to le o. Du le da u ke kho ke. Nit ke. Today, the message is the Christians have been born again by God and through the Word of God. And the Christians are called to love one another and to crave spiritual milk. First, let's see the first one. It's Peter's reminded to the Christian in the Asia Minor. He reminds them their identity. As Peter wrote this letter to the Christian, we are Christian, so it's to us too. So what Peter reminded the Christian? The Christian has been born again by God through the Word of God. Peter knew Jesus Christ. He walked with Jesus Christ for 3 years and witnessed his resurrection. When he wrote to those Christians, he reminds them of their newborn life and encouraged them to live according to their life. According to their faith. In his letter, he said, now that you have purified yourself by obeying the truth, so that you have sincere love for one another, love each other deeply from your heart. And the other text is, for you have been born again. For you have been born again, not of perishable seed, but of imperishable, through the living and enduring word of God. Another passage is, the word of the Lord endures forever, and this the word that was preached to you. When Peter wrote this letter, he might remember what had happened at the Pentecost, when he preached to the crowd. He preached the good news to the crowd who were wondering about the Spirit coming upon them. His Spirit, Peter, the first time he's preaching before multitude of the crowd, he preached the words, the good news. The crowd heard the news, and they accept that Jesus Christ was the real Messiah they hoped for long ago. And they came to believe in Jesus Christ as the promised Messiah and the Savior, and they got baptized. So that's the word, they hear the word, and then believe, and then they change. So because his preaching, the words that day, because of his preaching the word that day, those who accepted his message were baptized. And about 3,000 were added to their numbers that day. Maybe Peter writing to those people who heard him and being baptized among them. So when we hear the word of the God and believe in Jesus Christ, we are forgiven of our sins. We are born again. It's what the Apostle John also said. Yet to all who did receive him, to those who believe in his name, he gave the right to become the children of God. Children born of not natural descent, not of human decision or a husband's will, but born of God. When we have been born of God, we become God's children. And we have the new identity, Christians. And we have to live the life according to our new identities. From the previous sermons on the First Peter we have been going through, we are encouraged, we are reminded of our new identities, and we are encouraged to keep joy, faith, hope. And the first call was to be holy. Now today, we are going to the second call. It is the Christians are called to love one another. As believers have been born again, not by natural means. We are not born again, not by natural means. We have been born again of imperishable seed, that is the word of God. The word of the law endures forever, and this is the word that was preached to us. Since we have been born of the world, the word of the Lord, our lives have been changed according to his will. We are born of the word of the God, God, and we are changed according to God's will. What is the Lord's will for us? What is our Father's will for us? For okay. Now that you have purified yourself by obeying the truth, so that you have sincere love for each other, love one another deeply from the word. Allow me to say as I understand that passage, simply, bear me my English. When we believe the word preached and we have conversion, we are purified or sanctified. God prepared a space in our hearts to have sincere brotherly love. And with that love, we must love one another without pretension. Pretension. Sorry. So, when we are born our mother, our parents, we are put in the families. If we are only the one child, we don't need brotherly love, and we don't know it. When we have siblings in the families, we need brotherly love. That's natural, because we need them. As so also, similarly, when we have been born again, we are put into God's family. If we are only the one child of God, we don't need love for brothers. But there are many God's children. So we have sister, brother, and sister. So we need love. And God puts the space in us to face that love. That's what I understand. If I'm wrong, please point to me. So now look around. Look around. What do you see? Yes. Okay. All these people, what do you see? All are God's children. Have we seen each other before? Okay. Do we have the same language? Do we have the same culture? There are very many differences from our eyes of flesh. But as for Christian, there's no colors, no culture, no different, only the children of God. Amen. That it was said, amen. Yeah. So we have only one Father. We are the children of that one Father. That is why Peter asked to be the believers. He called us the believer, the children of God. Love one another deeply from your heart. From your pure heart. Peter's letter help us to examine ourselves. To examine ourselves. As Christians, do we love one another as we love our siblings? Do we sincerely love our Christian brothers and sisters as Peter called us to sincerely love? I don't know about you, but I must admit I haven't met that call perfectly yet. What's wrong with me? Am I not transformed yet? That came to my mind. I praise God and thank God, and also the pastors, the church, that we have sermon series on 1 Peter, and I have this opportunity today to preach this passage. I found the answer in what Peter said in chapter 2, verse 1. Oh, this I forgot again. Therefore, rid yourself of all malice and all deceit, hypocrisy, envy, and slander of everything, every evil, every kind. Therefore, I saw the answer. I find the answer is that therefore. I think this word is for me. Maybe some of you, for some of you, but I don't know. But to me, it's the answer. Therefore, I think this word is for me. Because if there are sins in my heart, there can not love in me. If I have sin in my heart, there is love, no love in me, because they don't share a place. That is the problem with me. There is still one or another, but I don't know what. There are many. one or another in me, those evil things, so that the blood come and go out, come and go out. But most of the times, the evil things in me, that is therefore, Peter command us to love one another. So I find that the answer that why I can't have purely love to my brother and sister in Christ, as the scripture said, Peter must know, because Peter commanded. So this reminds us the occasion at the Last Supper, when Jesus washed the disciples' feet. He washed one after another. But when he came to Peter, Peter said, "Will you wash me?" "Oh, you don't know, you don't understand it yet. But later you will understand." But Peter said, No. "You shall never wash my feet." He says, "You shall never wash my feet." Yes, he can say so because he knows this master, this Lord. How can he dare to take wash by him? But Jesus said, "Unless I wash you, you are no part of me. Unless I wash you, you are no part of me." And Simon said, "Okay, now, so Lord, not only just wash my feet, wash my hands and my head too." But Jesus said, "Those who have had a bath need only to wash their feet. Their whole body is clean. And you are clean, though not every one of you." Yes, our hearts are clean when we believe in Jesus Christ. We are purified. Our sins are forgiven. But we still live in this world. We have to walk in this world. One time or another, our hearts will get dirty. We cannot escape from it. That is why our pastors have preached that the Christians are not out of the world. They are in the world. They have to live in the world. So we can affect by those two. So when it happens, we may not have enough strength to wash ourselves. And where do we go? We just think that only the blood of Jesus Christ. We have only to go to Jesus Christ. And we need Jesus Christ's help. So also we need our brother and sister in Christ's help. That is why Peter said, "Love one another, brother and sister." And Peter also, he might remember at the same event, Jesus commanded, "A new command I give you, love one another. As I have loved you, so you must love one another." Maybe Peter relates this message, this command to all the believers, because we could not have the chance to hear from Jesus directly. And so the Christian, the newborn babies, we the Christian, we are called to love one another deeply from the heart. And Peter's next command is, the Christians are called to crave pure spiritual milk. The babies are born of the mother, and they need milk because they have to grow. They need milk to grow. Likewise, we Christians are born of the Word of God, and we need to grow in spiritually. So we need spiritual milk. So that may be Peter's thinking. So he exhorted. Like newborn babies, crave your spiritual milk so that By this you may grow up in your salvation. Now that you have tasted that the Lord is good. Peter compares the newborn Christian as the newborn children. All babies are dependent upon milk. All Christians are dependent upon spiritual milk. All the babies need milk to grow. All the Christians need spiritual milk to grow. So he compared how the children, the baby crave milk. We know what crave is. When they crave mouth wide, as loud as they can, as the trash as they can, their feet or their hands or their bodies and their voice. This is my heart. Do we crave God's word like this? But Peter, he taught us. So, by the way, what is the pure spiritual milk that we have to crave? So as far as I understand, the spiritual milk is the word of God and the Lord himself. That's what I understand. The Christians are born through the word of God, and we need the word of God to grow. As the children born of the mother, and they need the mother's milk. The word of God is gospel, or the scripture, or the teaching like First Peter, or something here. Because these are essential for we Christians to grow. And you may notice that there's a phrase come up again and again in my preaching tomorrow, this time. That is the word of God. The word of God. I don't want to use it many times, but I cannot escape it. Because when we check from 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 22 to chapter 2, verse 3, there are seven verses. And seven verses, the middle. The middle is 25. And 25, what it said? The living word of God. That's the word we teach you. Because of the word, we change. Because of the word, we grow. So that is, we need the word of God. And the other thing is the Lord. The Lord. Oh, not yet again. And the Lord is, and 1 Peter chapter 3, it said, now that you have tasted that the Lord is good. You have tasted that the Lord is good. This scripture is maybe quoted from Psalm chapter 34. Psalm chapter 34. And verse 4 said, I sought the Lord, and he answered me. In verse 6, the poor man cried, and the Lord heard him. What problem with the psalmist? Maybe David. What difficulty he faced? But he said, he seeks God, he asks God, and God deliver him. So he said, taste and see that the Lord is good. That's what David said. Okay. Every one of our life, every one of Christians here, one way or another, we have faced many difficulties, worry, sorry, many things. But when we have that, we ask God, God help us. We taste God. If we taste God, we have to crave more. That is what Peter means. So he said, like newborn babies, you have to praise God. Okay, like newborn baby, crave your pure spiritual milk, so that by it you may grow up in your salvation. Now that you have tasted the Lord is good. The message started with, now that you have purified yourself by obeying the words, obeying the truth, it ends with, now that you have tasted the word of God. So we are going to conclude now. When we hear the word of God, we have been born again through the word of God, and we become newborn babies of God. As we have to live as the children of God. And so that we may grow, we may spiritually grow into a full experience of salvation. That is, we have to grow up into spiritual salvation. So what this? When we are born again, haven't we received salvation? Yes, but as the sermon before, our salvation, our inheritance, situated there. Until we grow up to there, it's not sure. So we have to grow, spiritual grow, to experience the salvation really. And as the children of God, we Christians are called to love one another sincerely, to love our spiritual brother and sister sincerely, and to crave your milk, spiritual milk, so that we may spiritually grow into a full experience of salvation. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Church.